I don't think the Real Madrid fans really have ever taken to Rafa, and I don't think he was first choice over the summer. So this is a massive game for him. You know, Barcelona are the in-form team. Real Madrid are coming back of a nasty defeat to Sevilla last time out. So it's going to be all the pressure on the home team, but it's El Clasico. Anything can happen, as we've learned over the years.
Having watched Rafa Benitez's sides over the years myself and seen him up close, I think this is the problem when it comes to Real Madrid, because obviously they're just geared to win, aren't they? They've got, you know, the Galacticos. They're geared to win every game and, you know, smash tons of goals past their opponents. Rafa sets these teams up not to lose. That's his big thing. And all right, sometimes you get a result like they did the other week in Sevilla, but, you know, he sets his teams up not to lose. And I think that's possibly what's irking many of the Real Madrid fans right now.
Yeah, he's a very pragmatic kind of approach manager, isn't he? He does, like you say, he sets them up in the way that he likes to do, more defensive. He loves the zone of marking, as we remember from his Liverpool days. But the Real Madrid fans aren't like, they didn't like that from Mourinho in his last season at the Bernabeu, where he became a bit more defensive and you got a lot of 1-0 wins. And they don't accept that. They want free-flowing Galacticos football. And when you look at the players, you can't blame them, really, with the front three that they'll have, even if Benzema's not going to be fit or sound mind, I think they would call it, after his sort of kerfuffles last week. So
yeah, what a weird situation that was.
Very, very strange. I'm not sure we'll see. I don't think we've heard the end of that one, and I think it may even affect his Euros. But I don't see Benitez lasting the pace at Madrid. As soon as he's appointed, I didn't think that would last very long, and a heavy defeat on Saturday night could really start to pile that pressure on as well, because they're lagging the league as well. So we'll see. He'll need to be a jail card from Mr. Bale or Mr. Ronaldo, I think.
Well, you say they're lagging in the league. I mean, they're only a few points behind Barcelona. As we, you know, take a look at the table right now, they are second in the league, and yes, they are behind Barcelona, but still, you know, there's a lot of the season to go right now, and to be under pressure so early on. And I think it's a lot of the... they're only 3 points behind at the moment, with greater goal difference as well, by the way.
Yeah, it's the trouble when you appoint the manager when the fans aren't completely happy with it. It only takes something very small to turn the tide and put pressure on him. We've seen it various sort of situations, not least my own at QPR this season with Chris Ramsey. As soon as things started to go wrong, a lot of fans who weren't on his side to begin with turned, and we see what happened there. So Benitez needs a big result, I think.
Yeah, definitely do need a humongous result without a shadow of a doubt. And it's
and a guy you haven't mentioned as well, John Neymar. He's the one.
Yeah.
That boy is on fire at the moment. They haven't even needed Lionel Messi, which is a statement I didn't think I'd ever even hear myself say. But he's been so good so far this season that they've got to stop him. They don't need Messi at the moment, because Neymar is on fire.
He really is, isn't he? And there's a lot of talk about Neymar potentially coming to the Premier League. Personally, I don't see it happening. Neymar is an absolute superstar. And despite the sort of off-the-field problems that he's got at the moment, there's a lot of sort of tax talk, isn't there, all that kind of stuff. He's not moving from Barcelona, is he?
No, I mean, it's that sort of tax talk that him and Lionel Messi that have always been linked to the UK, because it's slightly different laws over here, isn't it, for the tax situation. But I cannot see it. I can't. You know, Brazilian players have notoriously struggled in the Premier League. So, you know, there's only very few that have really been successful. But I don't think that would sort of hinder Neymar. But I just can't see him. I think he fits Barcelona. I think he'll be there a long time. Messi, on the other hand, started to get a little bit suspicious that there may be a small glimmer of him one day. But again, it would be a remarkable situation to see either of them in England.
And looking at a player who's come from England to go to Barcelona, he went there last season and it was an absolutely incredible one for him. Luis Suarez has really taken Barca by storm, hasn't he? And he's got a chance to break a couple of records this weekend if he scores against Real Madrid.
Yeah, he's shown what he was at Anfield, wasn't he? I think right then you took him out of the Anfield team, he still happened to Liverpool at the time. It just completely changed their team and almost won him the title that year, and he's just taken it on at Barcelona. He's fitted in so well there. I think there was a slight worry when they signed him, where would he play, how would he play with Messi, Neymar, but then front three, absolutely frightening. I think the three of them is probably one of the best combinations we've seen in football, possibly, and definitely over the last 20, 25 years, but possibly ever if they carry on the way they've been playing, especially after last season where they kind of won everything there was in sight, pretty much. So he's absolutely phenomenal form at the moment, and which is why with Lionel Messi, the whole fitness thing isn't a problem. We've got Suarez and Neymar playing like that, who needs Leo?
Exactly. And you wonder where, like, yeah, what's going through Pedro's mind at the moment? He's thinking maybe he could have sneaked back into that side with the injury to Lionel Messi, because obviously he was the man kind of keeping him out, really. And yeah, you just kind of think, what could have really happened there? I mean, you just don't know, do you? Looking at last season's stats from Neymar, Messi and Suarez, that lethal front three, they scored 113 goals last season. That is absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
It's crazy stats. Them, as well as Ronaldo on the other side, they're just throwing stats into a new era. We just haven't seen these kind of things before. They're getting so ridiculous that we're just taking it for granted now. And when someone doesn't score kind of over 30 goals in a season, we're like, nah.
Sack him.
Which is, that's it, he's done for now. You know, it's absolutely crazy the stats that they're coming up with these guys at the moment. And you mentioned Pedro. I mean, he must look around at what's going on at Chelsea and look over at Barcelona and wonder what the hell has happened to his short-term career, because he's hardly even really played for Chelsea. I think he had quite a bright start with a goal in his debut, but since then, you know, I know he's been caught up in what's going on at Chelsea, but what a bizarre situation for him.
Very weird, and nothing's really gone on for him, has it, to be honest? I know we focused quite a lot on Barcelona here, and we mentioned a bit about Rafa and some of the side. Lots of rumours about Ronaldo not being too happy. Of course, his film's been released as well, hasn't it? So that's sort of been and gone at the moment. It's all a bit of a strange situation with Real Madrid, and you're looking at that side. And again, you're seeing the players like Gareth Bale, who's, you know, come off a wonderful success with Wales. He's going to be looking to get a goal. And for one of the first times in a long time, we're not going to be focusing on Ronaldo versus Messi, because that's not happening.
Yeah, I think that makes it a little bit more interesting as well. As much as we have been spoilt to death with having those two players in the same generation, because they'll go down, you know, with the Pelé, the Maradonas and the Zidanes of this world. But yeah, it's very interesting that we won't be focusing, maybe not even so much on Ronaldo, because there's a lot of pressure on Gareth Bale at the moment as well, because his season last year kind of petered out for Real Madrid, but since the Wales staff, he's kind of buoyed, so it'd be good to him to kick on and really take that Madrid storm. I think he's going to play up front with Ronaldo, which is bizarre, which is, I still think of Gareth Bale as a left-back who played for Tottenham at one point, but he's now a striker, and those two, if they can perform, then there's every chance that they can damage Barcelona. But I mean, I'm going to sit on the fence on this one. I do think it will probably be a draw this time out. If the Messi's on the bench, possibly I can see him coming off the bench and getting a winner, because that's just what Messi does. But I think I'll go for a draw if pushed.
And if you're going for a draw, what does this mean for Rafa?
I think a stay of execution. I think if he doesn't lose or even particularly get properly battered, I think he'll be all right for the moment. You know, it's still, like you say, it's early days in the season. They're still in the Champions League. It's still within distance of Barcelona, shouting distance of the league. So I think he's okay for the moment. I think come kind of when we get to the business end of the season, as Sir Alex likes to used to call it, or squeaky bum time, we'll see where they are. The pressure might build then.
Yeah, I think it might just build towards the end of that season. Maybe, you never know, if things go worse at Chelsea, we might see Mourinho taking his P45 and Rafa coming in doing his rescue job again.
Stranger things that happen. Nothing ever surprises you in football, John.
It really doesn't. Ash, thank you very much for joining us at Classico this weekend. It's going to be a good one.
It is. Don't miss it.